Next question is, Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, 4940. Miss Brooks is an 83-year-old woman who lives with her family, Yolanda and Tamara. Yolanda is her daughter-in-law. Tamara is her daughter and her son. She is currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Tamara is her sister and Yolanda is her daughter-in-law. Sorry. She is found to be confused. The family is very happy with the help of Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, the nurse, and Dee Dee, D-E-E-D-E-E, the hospice aides, period. Patient's family has noticed after eating, sometimes she develops a shortness of breath. I explained to them that that happens with end-stage dementia toward the end because of aspiration. Patient would benefit from inhaler by bedside, period. She stays in bed most of the time, 16 to 18 hours a day. The TV is on, but she doesn't really watch TV. She has a KPS score of 40%. She also suffers from hypertension, atrial fibrillation. Increased forgetfulness, mental memory deficit, sundowner syndrome. She's ADL dependent. Her daughter and her daughter-in-law are the ones that help her. She's lost weight, at least 5 pounds, and continues to lose weight because of her end-stage dementia, Alzheimer's dementia. She also has a history of coronary artery disease, requires the head of the bed to be elevated to be able to breathe comfortably, has a FAS score of 60. Patient still having issues with behavioral problems. She fights her family when they're trying to change her or give her a bath. But the family do not want to give her any medication to sedate her because they don't believe in increasing her medication or starting her on any medication. They want her to be in her natural state most of the time. Thank you.